Okay, we are on the last line of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Most of today's action, Mezr Shem, will be on Amud Beis, unusually. We'll get through Amud Aleph, Be'ezus Hashem, and then bottom of Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, has a lot of discussions about Minyan and Get and Kilayim. Exciting issues. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, first last line of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Ravina says to Ravashi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? What did Rabbi Yochanan really say? Remember, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says that you're allowed to carry from Gagos Chatzeres VeKarpifios throughout the city. Said Rav, that only applies where the chatzer itself did not make an Eruv. If it did not make an Eruv, so then you're not bringing anything from the house to the chatzer, so then you could carry from things that started out in the chatzer to the next chatzer. That's where Rabbi Shimon says his shita. That is shita's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel say, no, Rav is even more expansive. Rabbi Shimon is even more expansive. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer, even if the chatzeros had made their own respective Erevin. Meaning you could have two kalim sitting right next to each other here, one that you're not allowed to take to the next chatzer because it started off in the house, and one that you're allowed to take to the next chatzer because it started off here. That was the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So he asked the Gemara, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kista Mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan said a principle that halacha is always like the anonymous Mishnah. V'tanan, we had anonymous Mishnah before. Kos al shmei shnei chatzeros, gavoa asar v'rochav arba. The Mishnah we had, you have a wall between two chatzeros. Ten tvachim high and four tvachim wide. In other words, it's its own reshus on top. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. Then those two chatzeros must make their own Erevin. They can't be ma'ariv one Erev because they're not unified. You have this break in between. Right, without sulamos, there are no ladders there. Hayu brosho peros, if there are peros on top of this wall, elu olim mikan va'ochlin, the elu olim mikan va'ochlin, they each could go up there and eat on that chut, on that wall, which is its own rishus. Ubilvad shelo yirid lamata, as long as they don't take the fruit down into their chutzer. Asks the Gemara, but why not? Why can't they take it down to the chutzer? Isn't the top of the wall also a Rishus HaYachid? It's like this, it's not a house, it's not a Rishus HaYachid like with a house, but it's similar to a Gag, a Chatz, or a Karpef, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, you should be able to go from the top to the bottom. It started off there, so it was like in a kind of Chatzer when Shabbos started, so you should be able to go from the top of the wall to the Chatzer. The fact that you can't must mean, that, and this is a Stam Mishnah, and the fact that you can't must mean that if this is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan, so how could you interpret this like Rabbi Yochanan if he's interpreting Rabbi Shimon also? It must be there's a chilek. Rabbi Shimon only says a shita by lo irvu, but if irvu he does not say a shita, and this must be a case of irvu, and that's how you could explain it. But if you say that Rabbi Yochanan really says that Rabbi Shimon is across the board, that Rabbi Shimon says a shita even by irvu, then what's the case of the Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah here says you can't break it down. What do you mean? Rabbi Shimon says you can break it down. Answers the Gemara, my lamata lamata labatim. You're right, you can bring it down to the chatzer. What that Mishnah really means is that you can't bring it all the way down, all the way into your house. So the Gemara says, but one second, vatani Reb Chiya. But didn't Reb Chiya learn, ubavad shalo yehe ze omid bim koma v'ochel, v'ze omid bim koma v'ochel? Didn't we learn, Reb Chiya related to the Mishnah, that they each can't stand in their own spot and eat their own spot, meaning their chatzer. It doesn't say bim beso. It says bim komo. So doesn't that mean that each, even just in their own chatzer, is a problem? So Amar Lai says the Gemara back, v'chi Rebbe lo shana, Reb Chiya minayin lo. What do you mean? Rebbe didn't put that line in the Mishnah. Reb Chiya put it in the Braiso. Reb Chiya put together many of the Braisos. So we're not kafuf. We're not meshubert to every line that Reb Chiya says. Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Rasi didn't put it in the Braiso. Didn't put it in the Mishnah. If he didn't put it in the Mishnah, so we don't have to say that's the Pshat. Reb Chiya had his Mesora of what Allah is, but Reb Yehuda Rasi did not. So we could say it's talking about Beso. It's not talking about Chatzeros. Again, sometimes the Gemara will say a chisuri vechsura, but here the Gemara says, no, what do you mean? The line of the Mishnah is not in the Mishnah. And therefore we don't have to worry about it. The whole kasha was because of a Stam Mishnah, so now bringing a Braisa to try to inject it into the Mishnah is that's exactly maybe what the Gemara is answering. That's why the Gemara says it here, because the question was from a Stam Mishnah. Good. Okay. So again, there are differences between Mishnayis, Braisas, and Toseftos, even though they're all from the Tanaim. Just like there are differences between Medrashi Agada, Medrashi Halacha, those are also, most Midrashim that we have are from the Tanaim. Most authentic Midrashim. Sometimes you have these Midrashim out of left field that are much later, but most authentic Midrashim were written by the Tanaim to give drashas in their shuls. So Medrash and Brises and Mishnahs and Tosefta's are all from the same time period. But obviously the Mishnah has special status. If you don't actually put that together, he left everything else out. So therefore that has special status. And that's what the Gemara says here. Don't distinguish, don't blur the lines between a Mishnah and a Brisa. Itmar continues the Gemara. Shtei chatzeros b'churva achas b'neihem. Achas irva v'achas lo irva. You have two chatzeros with a churva, right, with this dilapidated area in between them. So we're getting back to what we discussed a little bit in the last perek, and that is actually two prakim ago, not in case of Shafin, in the seventh perek, perek halon, the issue of assigning a reshus, which is in between two reshuyos, assigning that to one of the reshuyos. One, if tashmisho kasha, tashmisho bedachas, do we assign to one and not to the other? So says the Gemara, in this case, we have two chatzeros and a churva between them. And one of the chatzeros had made their own respective eruv, and one of them had not made their own respective eruv. So does that affect who we assign this churva to? Who has carrying rights in this churva? So, Amar Rav Huna says, Nosnin osa lezu shelo irva. You assign the churva to the one who did not make the eruv. That's who you assign the churva to. Why? Aval she'irva lo. But to the one that was ma'ariv itself, and therefore is carrying stuff from its own house to the chatzer, so we're not going to allow that chatzer to carry in and out of the churva. Why? Doma asil afuki mani debatim l'churva. Because we're worried that they're going to end up carrying stuff that started off in the house all the way into the churva. Rashi explains, Rav Huna is a talmid of Rav. If we did the Talmud of Rav, what did Rav say? Rav said that Rav Shimon Shita is only by lo irvu, because he's worried that if you carry out kalim from the house to the chatzer, we're worried that it's going to end up from the chatzer out or back into the house. So that's why, just like his Rebbe Rav, his goes there, that's exactly the Shita. That's why you don't assign it to the one that was Irva, and you assign it to the one that was Shalom Irva. So that means what? It means Le'inyan items that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer Shalom Irva and in the Churva, they can go back and forth, and that's all Gagam Chuzv Karpipos, Kulin Mishas Achas Hei. Fine. That is Rav Huna Shita. The Chia Barav, Rav's son said, not just Rav's Talmud, but Rav's son said, Amar, my father said, even to the one that was Irva, we could assign this chatzar. In other words, we could assign it to both of them. And therefore what? Therefore what? So does that mean both of them have this what din? The same din, but we don't know what din. So Rechia Barav first says, and I think my father meant, Ushtayan Asuros, that by say that it applies to both of them, both to the Irva and both to the Shalom Irva, he meant to say that they are both Osir to carry in the churva. Why? Because v'im tomar shtein mutaros. Because if you want to say continues chia barav, if you want to say that what my father really meant by saying afla she'irva means that they're both mutter to carry into this churva, that doesn't work. What does that mean? Rashi explains here that if you look at Rav Shita, Rav explained Reb Shimon as saying Reb Shimon's Shita is only by a case of Lo Irva. But by Irva, it doesn't work. So what Rav said in Mefurish, at least, that we know, is if both of the Chatzers, if you have two Chatzers that were Irva, two Chatzers made their own Erev with their own bias, so then Reb Shimon says, you can't carry from one Chatzer to the next Chatzer. Because you're worried, like he says, you can carry, end up carrying the Kalim from that, started off in the house, to the next Chatzer. But what if, in the following case, what if one of the chatzeros made an Erev and one didn't make an Erev? What would Rav say in Pshat of Reb Shimon then? That's not Mefurish. We only know if both were Irva. What would he say then? So, says Chia Barav, thinking. So, let's, each one. So, can you carry items from the one that was a low Irva to the one that was Irva? L'chora, yes. The one that was not Irva, that's so Reb Shimon says a Shita by low Irva. So l'chora, you could go in that direction. But what about in the other direction? Irva to low Irva, l'chora, you can't, because that's the whole point of limiting Reb Shimon. Going from the chatzer she Irva to the chatzer she low Irva, you can't, because you're worried about money to batel and money to chatzer. Meaning, so you could split. You could have shalom Irva to the Irva, l'chora, my father would say mutter. Irva to shalom Irva, my father would say mutter. But my father would say usser. So ask Chia Barav, but one second, in this Churva case, you say, once one side is mutter, the other side is mutter? If you're going to tell me you assign it to Afla She'irva, and therefore both are mutter, what do you mean both are mutter? Wouldn't he say in the Chatzeros case that only one direction is mutter? So it must be he doesn't say Shtayan Mutaros. It must be he says Shtayan Asuros. It must be that they're both Asur. right? Because what would be the difference between two chatzeros directly to each other or with a churva in the middle? What's the difference? So it must be, says Chiya Barav, that when my father said, af l'she'irva, it must be he's asering in both cases. That just like you cannot carry from the chatzah she'irva to the churva, you also cannot carry from the chatzah she'lo irva to the churva because your gozer, it must be, that's the pshat. So the Gemara says, no, what do you mean? That's no kasha. That's no raya. Hasan, there's a big difference between going from the house to a chatzer and a chatzer to a chatzer and from a house to a chatzer to a churva to a chatzer. By a churva, there's less reason to make zeris. Hasam kiva de mintari money de batim b'chatzer asila afuke. In a regular case where you're going from yard to yard, there's a real chash of gzeira. Because your yard, you might put some of your private special belongings in that yard. You put it there. It's guarded. There's a wall around it. So there you have to be worried that if you're going to bring real house items into this chatzer, thus you have to make a gzeira that you might carry it to the next, do the next step. But hakel b'churva, but in this dilapidated area in between your two chatzeros, kiva de lo mitri money to chatzer b'churva lo asila afuke. You're not going to bring special house items to the churva. It's out in the open. It's not protected. So therefore, that's why you don't have to make a gzeira. So there's no raya. Chiya Barav, there's no raya that when your father said af l'churva, there's no raya that meant shtehen asuros. It might have meant shtehen mutaros, and therefore both of them would be able to carry into the skorva. Reb Shimon wouldn't make a gzeira in that case. One. Ika de Amre, another version of the story, was that Chiya Barav himself wrote this as a raya, and the Gemara didn't ask it as a kasha on him. Chiya Barav amar af l'she'irva v'shtehen mutaros. Even l'she'irva, and what my father meant was shtehen mutaros, and they're both mutter. V'yim tomar shtehen asuros, and if you're going to ask me the kasha, that the first version had as a kasha, l'fi she'ein nosim chatzah l'she'over l'chatzah she'irva, if you're going to ask me that, what's the difference? The prior case, my father would be gozer, from the case of Irva to the case of Shalo Irva. And here he's not. So the Chiya Barav says there's a big difference between the cases. Hasam kibet de mitri mani de bata b'chatzer lo sharu rabbanan. Thus ilafuke. The rabbanan wouldn't allow it in this case by chatzer the chatzer because you're prone to take stuff out of your house to the chatzer and then out. Avo b'churva lo mitri, but in a dilapidated area, it's not guarded and therefore we don't have to be worried about it. Okay. Mishnah. Everybody back with us? Mishnah. Masnisen. if you do it again, a second and a third time, it's straightforward. It's not, just gotta do it a couple of times. Ka gadol samach l'katan. We've had this similar case before. So you have two roofs next to each other on top. One of them is larger than the other one. So standing in the big roof looking out, you have walls on all four sides. You have walls on three sides of you. And in front of you, you also have gifufe. You have these little walls sticking out of the side until where the small gag starts. But if you're on the other side, you're looking at it from, you're standing in the small chatzer, or the small gag, and looking out, you're missing a wall. Right? In front of you, there is no wall. It's nifritz b'milua l'makim ha'asirla. So that's why the Mishnah says, in this case, we have a big gag next to the small one, ha'gadol mutter, the gadol is mutter, because it has four walls. V'ha'katan asir, but the small one is asir, because it's missing the fourth wall. It's fully open on the fourth side. Chatzer gedola shenifritz alaktana. Same thing with a chatzer. A chatzer gedola. That's totally open to a small one. Gedola muteres vaktana asura mebreishi kibischa shel gedola. The small one is considered a doorway, a pesach to the gadol, and therefore it wouldn't aser. And therefore the gedola is muter and the ktana is aser in both cases. Asks the Gemara lamalu misitarti. What do you need both of these cases, gag and chatzer? Right, say, but they're both the same principle. Why do you need both? So the Gemara says, Machlokes, between Rav and Shmuel, L'Rav Ketani, L'Rav, remember this Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel we had on Daf Peites. There was a Machlokes within the Rabbanan, who said that you're not allowed to carry from Gog to Gog, but remember what we had a Machlokes there, was that because Shmuel said you're allowed to carry in the entire Gog though, and Rav said only in Dalet Amos. So the root of the Machlokes, said the Gemara, was, do you need mechitzos nikaros or not? Everybody agrees that there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that mechitzos are allowed to shoot up to Shemayim. Good asik and good achis, right? Shooting up and shooting down. The question was, do you say that even if the mechitzos are not nikaros, are not recognizable? So Rav and Shmuel are based on a diuk from this Mishnah. The Rav Ketani, they're according to Rav Ketani Gag Dumi the Chatzer. You know why he says both cases? Because it wants to teach me Gag, that halacha works only Dumi the Chatzer, like the Chatzer case. Ma Chatzer Min Karim Mechitzta, just like in a Chatzer, the walls are recognizable. Af Gag Nami Min Karim Mechitzta, so too by a roof. The only time you would say good Asik is if the walls are recognizable, and if they're not recognizable, as we said earlier, if you have two roofs right next to each other that there's no space in between, you can't see down, you can't see the walls, you would not say good Asik and good Achiz Bechitzta. And that's the basis of Shitas Rav. That's why he says you only say Dalet Amos in that Chatzer, and you don't say good Asik by Mechitza She'ena Nikaros. Ushmuel Gagdumi the Chatzer. No, Shmuel says just the opposite. Same limud from Chatzer, but in a different way. Ma Chatzer the Kadarsi Barabim. Shmuel says, when do you have a problem and when do you not say good Asik Mechitzta and good Achiz Mechitzta? Only like a case where your Mechitza is totally trampled on. It doesn't have to be Nikar. But if people walk across your Mechitza, so that's when it's not going to be a good Mechitza. So, like by a Chatzer, it's on the ground. People are going to walk across. That's when it's not going to be called a good Mechitza. Af Gagnami the Kadarsi the Rabim. So too, as Shmuel said, 2 days ago, when we learned, if you have people, let's say, on the two roofs, from the small to the big one, people walk totally across. So that's why there's no mechitza on the fourth side of the small one. If you had a case where the big and the small people, in the big and small chaseris people, mind their own business, and they don't cross over, then even though it's not nikar, you'd still say it's a good mechitza. You still say mechitza shein nikar is okay. The problem is the darsi, the drisa issue, and that's what Shmuel learns from the connection between Gag and Chatzer. Fine. Yosef Rabbah Rab Zerub Rabbah Rabbah Hanan Yosef Rabbah Gabayu V'yasvi V'ka'amri. These great Rabbanan were sitting and they said Shma Minam Mimasti. So you know what you learn from the Mishnah? When we're talking about larger areas connected to smaller areas, Diure Gedola Biktana V'ein Diure Ketana Bigdola. What does that mean? Difficult to translate. Rashi has a different girsa, which helps us a little bit. Three lines from the bottom. Divre Gedola Moshlin Biktana Umoshkin Osa Etzlan, the people in the big, remember, think of the case, you have a big one and a small one next to each other. The people in the big one influence and pull the small one to it. In other words, the big one is the mashpia, the big one is the ikker, and the small one is the tafel, the small one is the annex. The small one is the appendage, the connected one, but not the ikker. The big one is the ikker, and the small one is not. That's Dirigdola Biktana. The Dirigdola are in charge of the Ktana, the Ain Dirigtana Bigdola. And the Dirigtana are not and did not influence the Gdola. Ketzad, what does this mean? Three, and the Gemara is going to quote four important halachos where we see this idea about big and small areas next to each other. We're going to talk about Kilayim, Gittin, Tfila b'tzibur and Soa b'makam Tfila. Those are the four cases that we're going to talk about related to this issue. Ketza, what does this mean? So the Gemara has an amazing halacha. Gefanim b'gdola, we're about to talk about kilayim. Just to remember, we've mentioned in the past, there are five types of kilayim in halacha. There's kilay b'gadim, what we call shatnez, not wearing semer u'pishtin together. There is kilay behema. There are two types of kilay behema. They're working two animals together that are kilayim with each other on the same wagon, and also interbreeding them. Right, so breeding two animals that are not supposed to be bred together. Those are two types. That's three kilayim. Then there's kilay zraim. Well, zraim is planting two zraim that are different next to each other or in the same area. And finally, the one that we're going to talk about today is kilay hakerem, kilayim of the vine. It means planting a vine and zraim in proximity of each other. If it's a one vine, you can't plant it within six tefachim of each other. If it's a vineyard. A vineyard, a whole vineyard, if it has the same kerem, so then you can't plant it within four amos of the kerem. Shai said, Kalayim, talk about that chilek. Difference between shisha tfachim and dalet amos. So this is... So grafting would be right. That would be a type of kilay zraim. That would be a type of kilay zraim. So there is a well known Ramban on kilayim. Just to mention, I don't think we mentioned it before, on a tame hamitzvos of kilayim. Again, this was quoted. I'll mention it in a minute. The Ramban in Kedoshim, you test. I'm going to look it up. Ramban in Kedoshim says vahatam bikilayim. What's the reason for all these kilayims? Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam b'chol ba'alei hanafashos b'tzmachim u'b'alei nefesh hatznua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain species in the world. He created certain briyim. V'nasam b'hem kolachat tolada shis kaimu amina b'hem la'ad kolz b'an she'yirtza. And he created them in a way that forevermore all species can continue to exist. Hu yisbarach b'kiyam ha'olam. V'tziva b'kocham she'yotzil ha'mineim. And he told them to procreate according to their species. V'lo yishtanu la'ad ha'olam. And it'll never cease. In other words, when we think certain things, certain animals have become extinct, it's according to the Rabban, it's not that they're extinct, it's just that maybe we haven't defined the species correctly, and therefore whatever species has become extinct is really connected to another species that's not extinct. But either way, the Rabban says, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a certain way, with certain species of plants, with certain species of animals. Says the Rabban in his continuation, if you kill, you know what the Isra of Kilayim is? It's playing God. You're creating new species. You're creating new items. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it in the Bria, it's not meant to be here. That's the Ramban sheet of a Kilayim. Remember a couple of years ago when the whole cloning issue was becoming more rampant and more discussed, so they brought, a Rav that my family knows, he brought about 15 Makoros to Rav Yashiv to ask, you know, does this relate to cloning, does this relate to cloning, and he rejected all of them except this one. Says this Ramban. This Ramban is a very important makar related to the issue of cloning. We don't play HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, and we're not creating. We create Yesh Miyesh. We don't create Yesh Miyayin. So this might be a new type of Bria. And again, I didn't read the whole Ramban, but you can read the continuation. It's a very important Ramban regarding general, and then specifically related to cloning. This is one of the makaros that's quoted. What's the difference between kilayim and regular kilayim? There are a number of differences. Number one, it does it become asur b'hana and you have to burn it afterwards. Kilayim karam is much more chamor, and there are different shiurim also. How much is it batel in? Not for us now. But one of the major differences we're going to talk about now is kilayim karam, you have to pentikdash hamalei hazer shetizra usfuas akarim. So tukdash means you have to burn it. It becomes like kachim. There are different halachas between them. So with that background of kilayim, now we get to the first halacha. So ketzad, what's the issue of kilayim? Where you have a big area next to a small area. Gifanim, big gedola. Let's say you have a kerem. You have a vine. If you look in the picture book, it has pictures of the vine on top of the roof. But if you have a vine in the large chatzer or the large gag, aser lizroa esaktana. So then it's aser to plant zraim in the smaller one, even if it's 200 yards away in the smaller one. Why? Because the entire, says Rashi, the entire smaller chatzer is subservient and is considered a pesach, an annex of the larger one. So you kind of see the entire small chatzer as being right next to the gadol because it's subservient to it. And says the Ritva, obviously you have to have the kerem in the gadol four amos close to the door. Because you don't say it's inside the door. But as the Ritva says, as long as you have the kerem in the gadol, four amos within the doorway of the gadol to the katan, so then anywhere in the katan is usher to plant zroim. And it's considered kilai hakerem. Even if it's very far away. Why? Because the katan serves the gadol. Gefanim begadol asur lizroa saktana v'yim zara. Look at this amazing halacha. Let's say you did. Let's say you planted zroim in the katana. So what would you say? You have kilei hakerem, and therefore what? You have to burn everything. No, says the Braisa, zarin asurin. The zraim inside the small one are asur. Why? Because they have been affected by the kerem in the gadol, and therefore they're considered kilayim. But gifanim mutarin. But the kerem itself doesn't become asur. Unbelievable. It's one of the only times you have a case where you have kilei hakerem, and only half of it is going to be asur. Only the zraim is going to be asur because the big one affects the katan. But the gefanim are mutarin. Why? Why are the gefanim mutarin? Because the gefanim are not affected by the katan. Mitzad the gefen, that's a pesach. That's not going to affect me. That's far away. Only mitzad the katan is affected and is nimshal. Right, that was Rashi's word before, that the gadol is moshal b'katan. So here, the gadol is moshal b'katan to consider a kilah Yisrael, but the katan cannot affect and be moshal on the gadol, and therefore the gefanim themselves would be mutar. What about the opposite case? Gifanim b'ketana. Let's say there already is a kerem in the ketana. Mutter lizroa es hagadola. The opposite doesn't apply. You're allowed to plant zroim in the gadola even right next to the door. Even right next to the door. Why? Rashi explains here, generally, if you have a big fence in between, you're allowed to go right next to each other. right? The right quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Chavav. If you have a geder in between, you're allowed to go right next to each other. The Mishnah and Kalayim say that. So to here, if you're from the Gadol's viewpoint, it's like the cut of mechitza. The mechitza is like a Pesach. So therefore, a mechitza hika Pesach hika mechitza, says Rashi. And therefore, from the Gadol's point of view, you're not going to affect me. And even if you have a kerem right on the other side of the door, I'm allowed to plant zeraim right here because you're not going to hurt me, says the Gadol to the katan. So mutter l'doras hagdol. So mutter to plant the gdola. But what about the? Are the gefanim asur though in the katana? You're gonna say it's asur now. You're allowed to do this, but now you just messed him up. So says Rashi. No, major machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. First, let's see Rashi. According to Rashi, we're all talking about on a Durabanan level. This is all Durabanan. We're not talking about Kilayim Daraisa. Kilayim Daraisa? You can plant right next to each other? Forget it. We're talking about Kilayim Durabanan, says Rashi. And Kilayim Durabanan, when do you say anything becomes Usser, Bidi Eved? When do you say it's like compatible after the Daraisa? That's only if an Avera was done. If somebody did an Avera, then you're going to say it's Usser. But here, what happened first? First, there was a beautiful, wonderful kerem in the smaller chatzer. Everything's wonderful. And then all of a sudden, the gadol owner plants Zrayim inside his gadol. Did he do anything wrong? Did he do any Avera? No, we just said, luckily, what he did was fine. It was mutter. So, says Rashi, because he didn't do any Avera, so therefore everything's going to be mutter. Because we're in the world of Kilayim Durabanan. Kilayim Durabanan, Rashi says, if you look at the end of that top Rashi, right across from the Hagos HaBach, Hakanami. Since you planted a beheter, even if they both belong to him, you're still not going to be kones. It's not a problem. That is how Rashi interprets the Gemara. All on a Durabanan level. Tosfos though translates it on a Daraisa level. This is a very important Tosfos in general for Inyanim of Kilai HaKerem. The beginning of Baba Basra is one of the sugyas, and this is the other sugya of Kilai HaKerem. A lot of the lumdis behind Kilai HaKerem. Says Tosfos, about the 10th line of Tosfos, V'tema, Hechi Shari La'aniach Hazram Kishe Yigdalu. How could you say that you could plant them right next to each other? And you allow them to grow and you're happy with it? How is that possible? How could you say that? So Tosfos teaches us an important yisod. Right across from Rabbi Hanano. Lakach Nira Lari Lafarish. Says the Ri, we have to understand this yisod about Kilai HaKerem. Taima Deshmaitzin, what's the whole sud you're talking about? It's a Pesach, it's an annex. No, it's talking about Chalos Shames. Mishum Deshem Gedola Al Haktana, Vein Shem Ketana Al Hagdola. People look at this big and small area next to each other, and what do they call it? They call it whatever's in the Gadol. That's what it's known as. That's the shame that it has, the reputation. Whatever, if you have something going on in the big room and something going on in the small room, you say what's going on in the big room. Let's say you go to a shul and there are five different things going on in the shul. Whatever's going on in the main room, that's what's happening in the shul. Oh, such and such is happening. Whatever's going on in the main shul. Right, that's what's going on here too, says Tosfos. The Gadol, that's what it means that the Gadol is Moshe on the Katan. You go by that name. So when there's a gefen, when there's a vineyard in the gadol, so then the entire area, even the katan, is labeled as a kerem. And what does it say in the Torah? You can't plant zeraim in a kerem. That's why anywhere in the katan is aser, because the whole thing has the status conceptually of a shame kerem. Therefore, the katan is off limits. The oraisa, aser d'oraisa. Even though there's a gefen in the Ketana, also Lazar. Why? Derachmana kapit al shem kerem. The Torah's issue, the Torah's isser is the kerem. Dichzib, what does it say in Kiseitse? Lo sizra karmacha kilayim. That's the emphasis of the Torah. Don't plant kilayim in your vineyard. Avo gefanim biktana mutu lazar bigdola. But why the other one doesn't work? Because if there's a vineyard in the Ketana, nothing wrong with the gdola. Why? Even though, let's say, Lamaisa, after you plant it, the gdola has the status of a field. And aren't you plant? Don't you have a vineyard in your field? That's not usher, says Tosfos. The only isser is to plant tfua in your kerem, not to plant gefen in your field. Ein lachish, drachmana lo kapat Hashem sadeh. The Torah doesn't care about Hashem sadeh, that to plant kerem in Hashem sadeh. The lo ksiv sadeh kol lo sita kerem. Davi mashu the kapat Hashem sadeh. So that is the important yisod of Tosfos, that the isser of Kilai HaKerem is planting Zra'im in your kerem. The isser is not planting a kerem in your sada. And that's the difference here between the gadol and the katan. Okay. There's other one important one nafkamina I saw in the Mikdash David. Mikdash David is one of the great achronim of David Rappaport on Kachim and Zrayim. He's two Sfarim out. That's what he's one on. When you learn Kachim, you learn the Mikdash David. You learn Zrayim, you learn the Mikdash David. So he says the nafkamina between these two Rashi Tosas might be Kilai Zrayim. Kilai, forget Kilai Akarim. Kilai Zrayim is would Kilai Zrayim apply from the Gadol to the Katan? So by Kilai Zrayim, according to Rashi, there wouldn't be any difference. Because the issue of Rashi is the big one controls the small one. That's it. So there wouldn't be any difference. But according to Tosfos, the only reason it's mutter is because there's no iser of kerem. If you have a kerem in the small one, so that's why it's not going to aser, right? It's not called a kerem. But by Kilai Zrayim, nothing to do with called a kerem or not. You just can't plant these in proximity of each other. So that's what he says. That might be a nafkamina between the two. Okay, that is all. Number one, related to the big and the small chatzeros. Number two, isha b'gdola. Talk about halachas gittin. Halacha is a man when he gives a woman a get, he has to either give her a get. Again, it could be balkarcha midaraisa before rachayim rabino gershim, but it has to be a nesina. She has to get it. She has to accept it. So there is a shita Rashi quotes in gittin. There's a shita that says that it doesn't work just putting it into the woman's chatzer. Even though usually there's a concept called kinyan chatzer, by gittin, she has to be standing in the chatzer when you put it in the chatzer. That's a shita in Maseches Gittin. So this Gemara is going according to that shita, keeping that in mind. So let's say Isha Begdola v'get Bektana. Let's say the woman is standing in the Gedola, the larger area, and the get goes into the annex area, into the Ktana area. Miskareshes, it works, because that area services the Gadol, and therefore it's as if the woman got it. But the opposite does not work. Isha Bektana v'get Begdola ain't a miskareshes. But the Isha in the small one, if the woman's in the small one and the get's in the big one, it's not in her possession. Why? You don't throw her after her get. You can only throw her get after her. Halachically. So therefore, it would not work in that case. Because the get has to come to the woman, and the woman doesn't come to the get. Important line in Rashi, look at the third to last skinny line in Rashi. Eina miskareshes, de gedola la basar ktana azla. The gedola is not pulled after the ktana. The get lo kani le isha. The get isn't nikna to a woman, de neima nishki isha basar get. We're not going to throw the woman after the get. The isha l'boy l'mikne gita. Isha doesn't have to be, isn't forced to go get the get. It's whenever she gets it, whenever he gives it to her. So therefore, in this case, she would not be divorced because she is not thrown after the get. And that's what the language of the Ritva also says this. Let me find it. The kivan shah isha shehi ha'ikr hi b'ktana ein koch b'gdola she'ein ba'ela ha'get she'eino ikar l'mshoch l'se'isha. The get is not ikar. There is just the words of Rashi here are important. Again, it's not our issue now. Maybe we'll come back to it at the end. Rashi here says, the get lo kani leisha. The get is not nikne to an isha to say that we're going to throw the get, the woman after the woman. There is a major discussion in Maseches Gittin, mostly in the Achronim, the Ksos, and made it famous, and others. It's famous if you learned it, right? If not, we're going to make it famous now. The Ksos and Simon Reish talks about how Gittin itself might not even be a woman has to get the get. That might be halachically called a nesina and not a haknah. And there might be differences. A maisa of giving, not a maisa of kinyan. And there are differences. For example, the Ksos says, what about kasvu al isuri hana'a? Could you write something on an isur hana'a? Could you write again on something that's asur bahana'a? So in that case, the Ksos suggests, again, other nafkaminas, maybe there's a difference between a haknah and a nesina. You can't be kone something that's asur bahana'a to you. You can't have bailus on it. You can't own it. If it's asur bahana'a, you can't own it. But maybe on Maisa Nesina could be done on something that's Asr Bahana. So there's a big discussion whether by get is Hakna or Nesina. Because there might be differences by Hilchas Gittin, the Kinyanim of Gittin, and the Kinyanim of other areas of Torah. So that this Rashi is alluding to that issue a little bit, because it talks about Kinyan when it comes to get. Forget Lo Kani Leisha, etc. So again, that's it's an important so. If you want to look it up, Simon Reish, Os Hey. Again, if we have time at the end, We'll come back. So that is all number two discussion of halachos. Next, tzibur b'gdola v'shliach tzibur b'ktana. Let's say you have a tzibur have a minyan in the large area, and the shliach tzibur is in the small room. So then yotzei mi'echov asan. So then you're yotzei because the shliach tzibur is thrown after the tzibur, and therefore it's okay, it works. But tzibur b'ktana v'shliach tzibur b'gdola, but let's say the shliach tzibur is in the gadol and the minyan's in the katan, ein yosei chavasan, it doesn't work. The shliach tzibur, you don't throw the tzibur after the shliach tzibur, right? Rashi says here, the yachid goes after the rabbin, the rabbin doesn't go after the yachid. And therefore, one has to be careful that the shliach tzibur is in the same rishus as the tzibur. The Ritva here has an important lashon. halachically and hashkafically. He says, what do you mean? Isn't the Shliach Tzibur the Iker? Isn't he like the one that's taking the tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tzibur? Says the Ritva. Mikol makom, tigra gdola shesham Shliach Tzibur saktana, visham the halesa, tekiva she'en bigdola davar shel Iker. If the chazan is in the gdola, so that's not a dvar Iker, ki hatzibur hu ha'Iker, shabayin lasis yidechova. The tzibur is the ikker. V'lo ha-shliach, ki hu amotzi, v'hu shlucham, v'tafel lahem. The shliach tzibur always has to remember that he's working for the klal. He always has to remember that he's the shliach of the tzibur. And halachically, this is very important. Again, that's why there's all these halachas about merutza l'kahal, those halachas about the achazin always doing what the tzibur would want, even if he has other motivations and other motives. And therefore, that's this Ritva alludes to that the shliach tzibur is always nigra after the call. Again, the call obviously has to have realistic. I want to start at 9 and finish at 9:26. Musaf. That's not happening. But again, in a realistic realm, there has to be a type of somewhat of a pshara. Yeah.
Why should these rules that we're learning about Irvin govern what's going on by shliach tzibur?
Why should these rules apply? So, these rules, if you say, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, these rules reflect what's considered the same makom. What's considered the same makom in halacha. And if that's the issue, so then it can cross over. The language of the Aruch HaShulchan. Based on the Shulchan Aruch quotes, they have to all to be in the same place. He says, the ha'akol be'asara shchinta sharya, v'zelo shayach elo shemukubatze b'makom echad. The shchina comes by a minyan, which we're going to get to in the next line. That's only if they're in one place. That's where the shchina comes. The imlon kain, ha'olam isha asara be'ir, umalu shei makomos or asara b'asara makomos. It must be that the asara have to be in one place, and these halachas reflect one makom or not. Let's just read the next line, and then we'll talk more about it. The next line of the Gemara says, Tisha b'gdala b'yachad b'ktana. So forget the shliach tzibur issue. What if you have 9 people in the large room and 1 in the small room? It's tarfin. Then it can be, again, it's mesurah. Again, 9 people in the shul and 1 person sitting in the hallway. So it said that would work because that guy's thrown in. He's like, okay, I'm listening. It's a ksir dominion. But what if you have 9 people out there and 1 person in the shul, then it doesn't work. Because Tisha b'ktana b'yachad b'gdala ain't mitzarfin. That is not going to work. So again, it applies to tzira for a minion too. Again, this is these are important halachas. Just read you a few of the halachas. The Shulchan Aruch says, quotes this, and he says, "Sarach shiyu kol asar b'makom echad v'shliach tzibur imahim." They all have to be in the same place. And he talks about if they're in the doorway, what's the halacha regarding that? But they all have to be in the same place. The next halacha, misha omed achori beisak nesu b'neim chalon. What if you could see them through a window? Is that good? Excuse me. Good enough. Afilo gavoa kama makomos eno afilo eno racham arba umar lohem panav misham misarev lasara. Shulchan Aruch says a window would be good enough because you could see the faces. I mean the faces. So again, this is an interesting idea of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says our tzelem elokim is most shown by our faces, right? Kikaran ar panav. And because of that, that's why the ikar is to see the face. Don't have to worry about the rest of the body, but the ikar is to see the face. As long as you can see the faces, that's considered makom echad. Dereyas ha'panim bin yizeh havi k'chol ha'guf. V'efshad, the kibit k'obish asar ha'shchin t'sharya. This is in Simen Nun Hei. V'ikar ha'shras ha'shchina hi al ha'panim. K'dechsev k'karan ha'panav. That's why you have to see the faces. And that's why he says, for example, let's say you have some people in the Ezra Snashim upstairs, so they could see down, that also might be okay. Again, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both say l'chadchila, everybody should be in the same makom. There is an interesting discussion about the bima. Now, sometimes in some shuls, the bima is raised, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch Shir Malas Bima Hamakim Krasi Hashem. So at least that's why sometimes the shliach tzibur is supposed to be in a lower spot, Bima Hamakim. So if you go to the some shuls, the white shul, the chazan who's in front is low down in the front. Why is it low down? Except where he davens on, like by Musa. But low down, why? Because that's Mimachim Korsich Hashem. But many other, even there, and many other shuls, it's raised up. And it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So isn't that its own rishus? Isn't the shliach tzibur in a different rishus than the shul? Isn't that mamish against what we just said here? Here, at least you're next to each other, but on a bima, it's all the way in the, right? You're everybody's listening to the shliach tzibur. That's already a tshuva zarashma. Already, 700 years ago, this shaila was asked. They had it in those days too. What do you do about this? So the Rashba in Aleph Tzadik Vav was asked this, and he quotes our Gemara, and then he says, this difference. Why is the Bima not a different Rishus? When do you say all these halachas about Makomos lo Amru, ela babata mechulakim, lefisha zeb b'fnei asu l'tashmisho, v'zeb b'fnei asu l'tashmisho. Each big and small one, they're in their own Rishus. Aval hateva, imeyosa gavoa v'rachava, u ba'alas mechisas, even if you have big walls around the Bima on top, lo latashmish b'vnei atzmo medes. It was not built to for its own rishus. Elo latashmish beis hakneses. For ragli beis hakneses b'teva. V'habi le kiteva shumanechin bo sefer Torah. Shafilu higavo ha-kameinim ha-psekas. We have a bima. The bima is also could be 10 tefachim wide. Right? This bima, if you didn't have the bottom, 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. Right? So what, are you going to say that's a different rishus? What, and according to the shitas that say you can't go from rishus yachad to rishus yachad, you can't put the Torah down on the bima? No! It's all servicing the rishus that it stands in. So that's what doesn't get off the ground. All the cases in our Mishnah, you have two different places. So, but by a bima, or by the table where they stand, it is not a problem. And that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that it's not a problem by the bima, because that is in Nun Hei Yud Tes. Inachinami. Shliach tzibur b'teva b'tishah beis hakneses b'tzarfin, even because it's b'teva the beis hakneses. It's b'teva beis hakneses. As long as the walls don't go all the way up to the roof. As long as he's not in his own room in the middle of the shul. But as long as that, so then the bima would not be a problem, would not be a chilek. Okay, well, let's continue. Okay, there are other halachas of minyan. Oh, Tosfos here. Again, look at the Tosfos Tisha. Just to summarize, Tosfos at the end, Tosfos really quotes other Gemaras where there are different rules and regulations of what's needed for Tzirif. Tosfos ends up saying that there are three different levels. What are you trying to do? Just to be Yotze a mitzvah. So then what does the Gemara say? We've learned the Mishnayos. Let's say you're walking outside the shul. So what does the Gemara Mishnah Rosh Hashanah? If you're Mechavein Yotze, if you're not Mechavein Lo Yotze, you're not in the same house, you're outside. So to be Yotze something, you could be in a different place. That's not a problem. That's on the one, and everybody agrees to that. On the other hand, to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, I'm sorry, let's go to the other extreme first. To be Mitzurif to the Minyan, to be one of the ten, everybody agrees you have to be in the same spot. The other extreme. The Machlokas between the different sugyas is, what about to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, which is a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. That's something in the middle. That's not just to being Yotzei a Mitzvah, but that's also not being mitzvah to the minion. That have to be part of the davarship of kedusha, and davarship of kedusha pachas be'asara. So that's where you have all the different gemaras coming in. Those are the three levels that Tosfos talks about: being yotze, answering kaddish and kedusha, and being mitzurif to the minion. Those are the three cases. Back to the gemara. The fourth case related: soa bigdola. Let's say there is soa in a bigdola aser likros kriyashma biktana. So the soa in the gdola, as we said, is aser to be kori kriyashma in the small one, because again, the small one is affected by the big one, and we know that you're not allowed to say shmona esrei karov to a place where there is soa on the ground, soa biktana. But if there's soa in the ktana, mitla kriyashma bigdola. But the so in the Tana, you're allowed to say Kriyashma in the Gedola, because again, the small one does not affect the Gedola. The Ritva here notes, A, number one, that you don't see it. That's when it's mutter. Number two, that you don't smell it. Number three, that it's outside Dalet Amos. That last one, the Meiri argues with. The last one, the Dalet Amos one, the Meiri is Mako, and the Shulchan Aruch is Mako. Shulchan Aruch is Mako, Bazin Lakula. But regarding the other issues, definitely, you're not allowed to see Tsoa, even if it's 100 yards away, you're not allowed to daven B'makam Zeh, or if the smell gets to you. But regarding the other issue, the Dalet Amos is a machlokas. So those are the four cases in the Gemara related to the Gadol and the Ketana. Amalu Abaya. Says Abaya, Matzinu Mechitza L'Isser. Says Abaya, wow. Think back to the Kilayim case. You know what you see from there? Where a wall, a Mechitza, could make things worse for you. Why? So Ilmali Ein Mechitza Marchik Dalet Amos V'Zareya. V'ilo Hashta Asura. Forget the Gadol and the Ketana. Let's say you take away all the walls in that case. So then, the katana could plant right outside of four amos from the gdola. Could plant their vine or their zrayim. And all of a sudden now, because it's considered a katana, the whole area is off limits. So doesn't that prove that your machitzas make things worse? Says Abaya, unbelievable. So Amalei Rav Zeira Abaya, v'lo matzino machitza l'isser. Says Rav Zeira, what do you mean? There are other cases of machitza l'isser. V'hatzna, we learned in the Mishnah, chaser gdola shenifer sel katana, gdola muteris v'katana asur, v'lei shikipis chashol gdola. The case that we've had so a few times. The chli have a small and a big chaser next to each other. So the katana is off limits because it's missing the wall on the fourth side. The gdola is okay because it has gifufim. It has the little wall sticking out. V'ilu hishva, it says now, Rav Zeira, v'ilu hishva is gifufel gdola nami asura. Let's say, if you look in the picture, it has a picture of this in the picture book, forgot whatever the number it is, if you, says Rashi, let's say you have a picture in your head, you have the small chatzer and the big chatzer, go to where the small chatzer's walls end, the two walls of the small chatzer, extend those, go straight, extend those all the way down, straight. So says Reb Zeira, look, you added mechitzos, and it makes things worse, because now there's no gadol and gaton, now it's just one big happy chatzer. So therefore, don't you see that's another example where mechitzas hurt you? Says Abaye back. What are you talking about? Amalei hasam silik mechitzosi. There, you're not being hurt because you put in new mechitzas, but because you've destroyed your gefifos. You've destroyed your own mechitzas. So you've taken away mechitzas. That's why this case is worse. Not because you've added new ones, but you've taken away the old ones. So that's not a raya that you find mechitzas l'isser. But this is the unique case that you find mechitzas l'isser. Let's jump tomorrow. We'll continue with the next case of don't you find mechitzas l'isser. Okay, let's jump. We'll stop here, and we will continue. Something about Chaim Meir. It's on the website. Okay.